how can the choices that we make today affect what comes up next? And what can we start doing to ensure the desired outcome? Stay tuned for more detail. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now Show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host, executive producer, and a CEO of Your Life Now. Your Life Now is an executive professional coaching, training, marketing, and PR company. On this show, we try to cover a lot of different topics related to our everyday life and business. What's going on in our life, what's going on at work, and how we can make everything better, better and better every day. We have been working on a lot of things here at the Your Life Now, and I'm really excited to share a few things with you in the near future and to get you motivated to do and to be more and more every day. Today, we're going to talk about the choices that we make every single day. Last week, we started the show, the start of the year, with the key concept, focus. And I give you my definition of focus. So here it goes. Again, forward, onward, clear, understanding, success. This is how I defined the concept focus. In order for anything to happen, we need to stay focused. So my going forward this year, the concept that I will be entertaining going forward, bringing it up every single week, is focus. How to stay focused and how to make your choices that lead to the outcomes that you desire. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to try to talk about this more in detail. And please make sure that you contact us for more details and more information on how we can be of service to you or to your organization. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here.
Your Life Now Radio Show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
So excited about the new things we are working on to make Your Life Now Radio Show the place where you can learn and share your message with the world. For more detail on how you and all your business can participate and get involved, contact us at yourlifenow.info, and I'll be more than happy to share with you how we can help you and your business by sharing you, your business, and your message with the world. Whether your world is local or global, we have great solutions and ideas for you. For more information, contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea, the thought leader. Thank you for joining us, and happy Thursday again. So our today's topic is choices, the choices that we make every single day. We started the new year with the concept focus. Forward, onward, clear, understanding, and success. So when we stay focused, we can accomplish pretty much anything. What about the choices that we make every single day? Are they giving you the outcomes that you desire? So we mentioned the first episode of this year, 2020. Happy New Year if you're listening for the first time this year. And we talked about New Year's resolutions versus focused goals. New Year's resolutions have no power. They don't have weight. They cannot stick. Going forward, we will be mentioning the word focus all along because it's very important in everything that we do. If we want the result that we desire in anything in our life, in our personal life, in our professional life, in our business, in our career, with our relationship, with anything, we need to stay focused and we need to be mindful. How about starting your day being mindful? How would you do that? How about we take a few deep breaths and I can share with you some of the things that I do personally that helps me set the right rhythm for the day ahead. It's very important to be mindful. Mindful of ourselves, mindful of our surrounding, mindful of our thinking, our thoughts, how we feel. It's so important. But it all starts with that deep breath that we can consciously take. Because we breathe in anyway, right? Hopefully we are alive, so we breathe in anyway. So why don't we take some mindful breath and tune in to ourselves, to how we feel and what's going on in our head, so we can make new adjustments. So let's start by taking a few deep breaths. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Scan your body from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. How do you feel? What's going on with you? What are you envisioning the day ahead? What do you want to see happening today? In the moment ahead? Set your intention. Deliberate intention. Stay there for a few moments. Spend 5 minutes before you get out of bed, breathing in. Perhaps ask a question. Keep your eyes closed. If you don't know what your intention is for the day, ask. Ask yourself, what do I intend for this day to be? and wait for the answer. Open your eyes. How do you feel? If you are not able to do this exercise because you cannot close your eyes, you can pretty much do this anytime where you are in a safe, comfortable place where you can close your eyes for at least 5 minutes. Take a few deep breaths. This is a great practice to do first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. I share with you a lot of my personal rituals, I call them, that really help me stay focused and clear so I can make a clear and focused decision. It is amazing how you can make new things and create new things and better things by just staying mindful and focused. So yes, focus is a beautiful word. It's a beautiful concept that leads to a great thing. So what do you need to focus on today? Coming from a corporate background in sales, now I teach these things, which is a beautiful thing. One of the things that we always practice is setting our goals for the week ahead, for the days ahead. And if you are professional, you understand exactly what I mean. In order for something to happen, it has to be concrete, written, looked at. I call them goals, right? Looked up, decided what are the obstacles, what action plans can I take, and when can I achieve my goals. Give it a time, because hold yourself accountable. If you're working for someone, you are accountable to the company, the people that you work with. If you work for yourself, you are accountable to yourself. If this is something that you want to apply in your personal life, you can do it as well. Set your intention. Deliberate intention. If you want to call them goals, just intention, and live by your intention. If you decide to do something or to create something, you need to examine the specific of that something. See, this is the beauty about living mindfully. We can live our life by choice, not by chance. How so, do you say? How so, do you ask? Well, it's very simple. When we live by choice, we are conscious of the choices and the decisions that we make. So therefore, the outcome pretty much should match the choice that we deliberately made. When we live by chance, that means these choices and these decisions are made for us, not made by us. So which side of the equation would you rather be on? Would you rather be driven, or would you like to be the driver in your own life? That's a very simple question. So take a minute to ask yourself, Am I currently living my life, operating my business, my relationships, everything by choice or by chance? In a simple way to answer that in your life, take a look at the results around you. Pick one area and see if you are living by choice or by chance. What a great thing, what a great thing to be able to make the choice that is right for you, and no one else made it for you. The freedom of choice is the highest of all. I remember as a teenager moving to a new place, different language, different everything, and making the decision to make it happen in every single day by choice. I'm here where I am today, not by chance. I can tell you it was definitely by focus choice. I'm grateful that I still do have the freedom to make the choice forward in my life, for now, for the future. I like to share personal experience because I like to share the lessons that I have learned that got me where I am today. Success don't happen overnight, but by deliberate choice, by mindful living, anything is possible. I am a CEO of my own company. I have a platform that I share my voice, where at one point I couldn't dare speak because of the language barrier. And I avoided for a long time a conversation, even though growing up, I was in public theater, dancing, music, everything that you can think of. I've always wanted to be of service in a way that I know how to. So it was a challenge for me, but all it took, one choice. To create something new, to create a new life for myself. And I owe it to my family. I owe it to my family for giving me a choice and the freedom to choose. So for that, I'm grateful. But why is it so difficult for us? For most of us, to make a choice. I find it to be very interesting because when I ask someone, even in personal life, if they were what they want, right? Most people would be very general because they have no specific idea on what is it that they truly, truly want. In order to make a choice or deliberate choice, you need to know what that choice is. What is it that you want? What choice can you make today? Make your personal life better? Your professional life better? your relationship better, your health better. I was so interested yesterday. I love to share stories. And these are personal stories that I find them to be, you know, relevant sometimes to the things that I share on the air. So yesterday I was in my local grocery store shopping. And there was a lady, she was looking for something, and she was checking out something, and I couldn't help but, because I was just reading about the things that she was looking at, and there is no need to mention products or anything like that, because I'm not here to, you know, I'm always neutral when it comes to these things. I'm not paid to advertise these people. When I do, this is a different story. But anyway, I would not advertise someone that I don't believe in to begin with, or myself, you know, be able to use these products myself. So with that being said, I mentioned to this lady, she was looking at me, she's like, oh, you sound like you look like you knew something about this product that I'm looking at. What do you think about it? So I asked her this question. I said, what is it that you're hoping this product do for you? She said, well, I want to use this product because to get rid of pain. I said, and what did you think, why do you think this product is going to help you eliminate pain? Well, because I heard that, and it's like so popular, and everybody is getting it, and everybody, you know. And I said, well, are you everybody? Are you like your specific individual? You care about your health. You care about how you feel. You don't care about, I mean, of course we do care about other people, but when it comes to making a decision for ourselves, the first person that you care about is you. Remember, all you need is you to begin with, right? So if you need to help anyone, you have to help yourself first. If you need to do anything, you got to do it for you first before you can assist someone else. We know that. We talked about the example that I give all the time. So she looked at me and she said, well, what do you know about it? I said, what I know is we need to understand that things work differently for different people. But in order for you to address, and I said, I'm not a health expert. I always speak from my own personal experience of what things work for me and what things don't work for me. But what I would suggest, take a look at some of these resources. And I shared with her some of the resources that I go to for fact-finding about certain things. I said, take a look at some of these resources and find out for yourself what can work for you. She asked me, she said, well, you know, I was thinking about going to the pharmacist and ask her to recommend some kind of, you know, off the counter, whatever, prescription or not prescription things that she can take to help her with pain. You know, pain is something, again, I'm not a health expert and I'm not going to try to make a claim that I am, but I can tell you again from my personal experience, how you feel is really related to everything that you do mindfully with your mind, and also with the things that you like what you eat, what you drink, what, you know, your lifestyle is so important. And most of the time, you know, we don't even take that into consideration. So I asked her, I said, if you really do actually look up, you know, what most of the pain comes from in our body, it's inflammation. And what causes inflammation? A lot of the inflammation comes from the food that we eat, the lifestyle that we have, whatever drinks, food, whatever we do. I said, have you looked into trying to approach it naturally by taking things, you know, whatever medication that you are on, you know, just keep whatever working for you, but try to implement something more on the natural way and see how that makes you feel. Change your diet. Change how, you know, change something. Make not, you know, I always try to get rid of the word change. Put something new in, because you can't change, you know, something that is already is. You got to put something new in place. So that means you got to change your lifestyle. So I took her and she was like so excited. She's like, oh my God, you sound like so, you know, So knowledgeable. And so I was like, I really have to emphasize that I am not a health expert. I'm sharing my own experience, and because of my knowledge and because of, you know, my shows and the people, the guests that I interview, the professional I interview, I accumulated a lot of information. I do question every single information that comes to my hand, to, you know, to my knowledge, and apply what works for me. And that's exactly what this show is about. This show is thought-provoking, is for information purpose. And I always say, and I claim it, you know, on the show page, that if you intended to apply any of the information shared on the show, you are taking full responsibility for your action. So it's all up to you. Don't listen to anyone but yourself. And make your decision based on facts. So I shared that with her. And I shared about, you know, some of the things that I personally take and I personally. And she looked at me and she said, oh my God, you look wonderful. What is it that you do? And of course, I won't share anything that no one asked me to share. You know, of course, if I'm doing on my show, that's different. That's my platform. But in general, you know, if you're not asking me for information, why would I share with you something that you didn't ask for? So I said to her, I said, well, thank you. I really appreciate, you know, your comment, you know, and I do get, like, you know, compliment people thinking that I'm younger than my real age. It's just because really I try my best to live consciously in everything that I do, whether the way I eat, the way I live, what I do every single day, it really reflects who I am as a person. So I shared with her, you know, because she asked me a few of the things that I do personally. I said, but don't take my word for it. Look it up. Because even though that we share similar biology, but we're still individual. And our needs are individual. And our results are individual. So you have to think about what works for you. But keep an open mind and see, you know, see how things are and keep it safe. Very simple. To me, that was an exciting day. What a great day to be complimented by another beautiful human being for something that I do anyway, right? Because I really do try to live my life by choice every single day. So ask yourself, are you making the choices that giving you the result that you truly desire? I'm going to give you a few tips when we get back from the break, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful hanging out with you guys and sharing some of my experience and sharing with you a few of the tips.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally this year? We would love to be of service to you. We are expert in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thursday. Happy new week. Happy new day. Happy everything. It's still January. So if you're listening to the show for the first time this year, Happy New Year, and may this year bring you all that your heart desire. And that takes us to our today's show and the topic about making the choices that makes everything better. It is the most important thing we can do. The freedom of choice. It's one of the highest freedom that we can have. If you have the choice, if you have the freedom to make a choice, why not make the right choice that works for you in your life, in your business, and everything else in between? So what do you do? Do you live by choice, or are you living your life by chance? Practice the concept of being focused every single day this year and make every day a brand new day. Don't get overwhelmed by all these New Year's resolutions that have no power, no weight to stick. Be mindful. Mindfulness, I shared with you a few deep breaths, rituals that you can take first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. Conscious breath. Set your intention. If you haven't in the past, we used to set our goals ahead of time when I was in corporate. Now I work for myself and I still practice the same concept. You have to stay focused. You have to know exactly what you want. You got to take those actions. Plan into the next step. So what choices are you making? How do you rate yourself when it comes to making choices? Do choices make themselves? Or are you making them? Because, you know, we hold ourselves accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable. Because that's the only person you can count on is you. Be in there. Do you make big choices? Do you make small choices? Do you make any choices? Do you understand the choice that you make? And what kind of result would that choice deliver for you? In your personal life, your professional life, in your relationship. It's like focus goals. Choices are like focus goals. If you treat them like that, every time you decide to make a decision, think about that decision. Is it focused? Is it deliberate? Is it realistic? Can I achieve it? What time? When can I actually achieve it? Is it giving me the result that I want? Sometimes, I mean, we're constantly making decisions. This is something that we do every single day and every single moment, whether we're conscious of it or not. Wouldn't it be nice to actually make decisions that we are deliberately thinking through them? I think it would be beautiful. I think it can give us exactly what we want. How much time do you spend thinking about the decision before you make that decision? Last week, in our first episode, the concept of focus, we talked about writing things down. We talked about having a notebook, a journal, anything that we can actually write our thoughts, our goals, our choices, our decisions down. Sometimes the decision could be very simple. You know, if I'm decided to go to the store today, that's a decision that should be, might not give you, you know, you might not need to spend so much time like trying to analyze the decision to go to the store. But yet, you can't just go to the store for no reason. You go into the store to do what? See, that is making that decision by choice. Because you don't just go to the store, I hope you don't, and if you just go window shopping or whatever, then that's fine. But that's your actual decision. I want to go to the store to do window shopping. I want to go to the grocery store because I need to buy some food. So you see, even a small decision, a small choice leads to something. So in order for you to make that choice or that decision, you have to have a reason. So that makes it specific. But when you make a big decision, you have to think about it even more. You have to put the details in. You have to make plans. you don't think about buying a new company or making a decision to merge with someone or, you know, with another, having a new partner in your business or even in your relationship. You don't just make a decision that is quick. You have to think about it and you have to analyze it before you take that decision and make it come alive. So why don't you start by writing things down? List some choices that you want to make, like let's say starting today, from the beginning of the day. Now the show's in later in the afternoon, so whatever you are, whatever time zone might not, you know, set, but in the beginning of each day. I used to make my list the day ahead, sometime a week ahead, right? But we need to stay, you know, a little bit more focused, so let's do it daily. It was practice. You find yourself, you know, you go through this really fast. But in the beginning, to practice, you know, making better decisions and new decisions that are actually going to lead to the right thing for you, write them down. Write as many choices that you think you want to make for this day, for the day, from the beginning of the day. Write them down. And acknowledge the choices that's getting you through the day and the choices that's making you move forward. What do I mean by that? So some of the choices that we make every single day, like I said, they could be small choices that we just need to get through that day. So today I'm meeting with this person. Today I need to stop here. I need to stop there. Okay. So these are, you know, choices. Mark them, put an alphabet on them, mark them as done, mark them as good, you know, for the things that are actually, you know, giving you a bigger outcome. So maybe perhaps you want to put the word G next to the choice that you made or the decision that you made that actually helps you with your goal. And then the one that got you through the day, you can put an alphabet on them. It's like, you know, maybe today or D for, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. These are just an example. Just recognize those decisions. Recognize those choices that you are making. And recognize the choice of the decision that you're about to make. And then recognize these choices, whether these choices are just a short-term choices that just for the day, or is that choice or the decision that you're making, that you are making, it's going to help you with a specific goal in mind, not gold, that's beautiful too, goal. Try to practice this for a while, because, you know, I always say practice makes us perfect. I didn't say that, we know that, right? Practice makes us perfect, and I swear by that because I practice many things that made me better and better. I also find it to be very helpful because you got to work with priority lists. I am not fan, as I'm not fan, of resolutions, New Year's resolution. I'm also not fan of the to-do list. It's just the weight that puts on us, right? It's like, ah, oh, I have so many things on this list that I am not sure I'm going to get it accomplished today. So it just puts a weight on us. But on the other hand, if you create a priority list, and those priorities, just have to remember, priority, that means things that need to be done, you know, in the order that you have put in them. So when you're making that list, when remember I mentioned to make a list of the choices and the decisions that you need to make, recognize that. Are these choices and decisions on your priority list? And where do they fall? Or where are they on that list? What comes first? What is it that you need to do first? What do you need to do second? And then have the flexibility moving things around. Don't be rigid in your own priority list. You making that list, unless someone is making it for you. If you're working for someone and they asking you, this is what we need to be done today, then you make your own version of your priority list. Because that was a to-do list that was given to you. And now you're going to turn that to-do list into a priority list and put it in your own priority list. So because I come from a professional background and I am a professional, I'm a CEO of my company, I find it to be very helpful to tackle the big decision first. And then I also value the lessons that I made from other choices in the past. But the only way that you'll be sort of remembering these things is really by writing things down, by making yourself conscious of every decision that you have made. So it's easy, simple to make, to go back to the choices that you have learned from that might not have worked for you in the past, and maybe you need to do something new. Always new. Remember about the word new. New. We got to keep everything fresh and new this year. And know what you know and what you don't know. Wow, that's really very important. I heard that someone told me that before. Do you really know what you know? Because, you know, people always say, I always find it to be interesting when people say, you're having a conversation with someone about something, right? And they say, I know. So when someone said that to you, ask them, what is it that they know? Because that's the first reaction that people have, like they know everything. I will say the people who say that, they really know very little. Because I mean, I know for myself that I need to learn something new every single day, and I don't know everything. So I know that, at least I know that in a sense of, you know, I need to question what I know. Is it relevant for now? Do I need to create something new? Do I need to change something? Does this thing work for now? Does it not work for now? You can't like apply something that worked 10 years and apply it today and think it's going to work. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Some of the stuff is basic. It's 101 and we don't change it. I mentioned that like in sales, you know, or setting goals. We're flexible in how we do things. Our action is what speaks louder. So those are things that you need to look at. And then when you're trying to make a decision, especially when you're tackling a big decision, do you have all the information that you need for that decision, for that choice that you're about to make? And keep the right perspective. That's very, very important. And one of the most important things is not to procrastinate. My goodness, it is so easy to procrastinate. Why do we procrastinate? Because we don't have enough information. So most of the time we just say, oh, I'll get it tomorrow. Oh, maybe next week. So ask yourself, why do you procrastinate? Because most of the time I find it to be when my training, I train, you know, other executives or even when I do sales training, I find it to be it's really the main reason of procrastination is because we don't have a clear picture, first of what we want and what we want to achieve, and do we have everything that we need. Working in corporate sales, I can tell you one of the things that got me to be successful in sales, it was my attitude toward my clients and my prospects. I offer services from a huge company, huge corporation, that the name by itself should sell itself. But I don't like to use the word, so let's take the word out. However, these prospects turn into clients because of my attitude, because of my knowledge, because of me understanding their needs and understanding what the solutions that could work for them. And they can make a decision based on that. And when you make that decision, when you make the choice, when you decide to take that choice forward, don't go back. Oh my God, don't go back. And don't question yourself. When you overthink something, question the decision, but don't question yourself, your ability. Before you get to that point, you should have already done all that. So if you get to the point in making that decision, don't go back. Don't overthink it, because you basically get to ruin all the work that you have done. Because you're not sure. If you're not sure, you're not creating anything focused here. So all that being said, I wish you happy decision making. I wish you the choices that gives you the result that you desire. So for more information, for more details on how we can help you and be of service to you, make sure you contact us, because we have a great solution. But remember, it's all about practicing what works. Get more information. Learn something new, whether a new skill, a new whatever, every single day. Make your intention to learn something new. It's up to you. So you decide the freedom of choice. If you can be strong in your mind, you can be strong in your life, in your business, in your relationship. So until next time, you know what to do. Stay amazing. And one more thing, collaborate. Collaborate with those people who have the same intention as you, who wants to collaborate with you. Join hand and do what you do best, being you at your best. Until next time, much love to all.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally this year? We would love to be of service to you. We are experts in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. And one more thing. It takes collaboration and mutual agreement to make the impossible possible. So go ahead and celebrate who you are and make the impossible possible.